What about your queen? The defensive politicians used to say angrily up and down Africa. She will rule for life and hasn't even been elected. The question came usually at the end of a heated debate over whether Africa's so-called strong men, from Mugabe to Mobutu, should cling on to power forever, even though they were tired, tyrannical, bereft of ideas, and more of a hindrance than a help to their youthful populations. It's just one of the many stories gathered in my 27 years or so reporting from across the African continent. It shows how the late Queen, who will be laid to rest next to her beloved husband, Prince Philip, this week, was embedded deeply in the consciousness of the continent, despite the British flag coming down for the final time in Africa at the independence of Zimbabwe on April the 18th, 1980. She was in Africa, in Kenya, near Nairobi, on the day in 1952 when she found out her father had died and was to take over a job she never wanted, head of state and the Commonwealth, at a time when Africa was rapidly decolonizing. In her lifetime, she visited at least 20 African countries and elicited anger as well as joy on the streets. In 1956, her visit to pre-independence Nigeria provoked anger as the diplomats arranged a white-only protocol. Nigerians packed the streets of Lagos to welcome her, but none came close to her. The rising intellectuals of Nigeria complained that the Queen behaved like a royal automaton throughout the visit. True, the Queen was a symbol of a system of power and privilege that tapped into the resources of the continent, but it's probably a bit harsh to blame her for all of Africa's woes. Even so, it is a bit cheap for political lunatic fringe to take the streets of South Africa calling the Queen a murderer and a thief while her body was still warm. For their information, Africa was mainly looted, if you want to call it that, by a wealthy, faceless, private-moneyed elite for the benefit of very few. You'd have to delve very deeply into history to uncover their rarely mentioned names. Yet, they rarely get a mention from the railing politicians. Sure, the new King Charles III could make a gesture by giving back the Star of Africa from the royal crown, the huge diamond from South Africa, also known as the Cullinan Diamond. It was found by a river and given to the British royals and named after the man who owned the mine. The Star of Africa is worth an estimated $400 million. Not enough to solve the many problems of South Africa, but a gesture, surely. Billionaire Tomorrow believes that money should be given to the entrepreneurs of South Africa instead of being frittered away so they can build wealth for future generations. As for the Queen, whatever people think of her in Africa, for most of her life, she was a hard-working, humane and tireless public servant who put her duty and people first right up to the end. Qualities that seem to have evaded many of the presidents for life in Africa.